Dr. Gordon, Becky in Ohio wants to know what some of the most common treatments for hindgut problems are.
Sure. Thanks, Becky, for submitting this question. From a nutritional standpoint, as a nutritionist, honestly, we've talked a bunch about supplements a little bit already, but the very first thing I look at when horses are presented to me with hindgut problems is their forage source. To me, a lot of the time, if horses are having chronic hindgut issues, I want to see what type of hay they're on. I want to see what the consistency of that hay is. I want to see how digestible it is. If they have a lot of that hay and it's a very consistent source, I might do a hay test on it to see what its relative feed value is and its fiber levels are so that I can determine if it seems appropriate for that horse or not. And I'll tell you, one of the things that we do to help these horses is we adjust their forage sources. And we tend to take them off their long stem roughage and take them off a lot of them sometimes are on this long stem, scratchy type grass hay. And we might put them on soaked hay cubes, for example, or a softer, more digestible orchard type of grass hay. And we want to make sure that whatever that majority of their diet should be forage, right? Horses should have forage as the majority of their diet. But it's got to be agreeable with that horse, and not we have to remove anything that's irritating that hindgut and or the microbiome in there that's supposed to be working for the horse instead of against the horse. After that, I tend to look at digestible fiber amounts in the diet. These horses tend to do better if I add some good quality fermentable fiber, such as beet pulp or psyllium, to the diet. So we'll add those. Then I'm going to look at supplements, things like, good quality probiotic, like I spoke to before. Sometimes horses with chronic hindgut problems, if I actually treat their foregut, so if they've had problems with gastric ulcers, and we can put them on a gastric buffer to help reduce the risk of gastric ulceration, that actually sort of works its whole way through the gastrointestinal tract and helps those horses a lot. And the final thing I'm going to say is, from a nutritional standpoint, sometimes these horses do really well if we turn them out and let them eat grass, put their heads down, sort of do what Mother Nature intended for them to do. And remove their stress. We've done studies at our research farm looking at all different types of gastrointestinal stressors on horses, and we absolutely can induce hindgut issues by, taking them away from their friends and putting them in individual stalls and exercising them pretty vigorously. And they're common things that people do to their horses every day. And some horses are really stoic, and their stomach is the only thing that's showing them that, showing you that they're not happy. But interestingly, at the end of these studies, we turn them back out with their friends, and we let them put their heads down and graze, and all of their hindgut challenges that we've initiated through the research to see what is working, what's not working for these horses, they gradually go away. And so that's very interesting. And so, yeah, they're very, very, very tricky, these horses with these common hindgut issues, because they're a puzzle. There's absolutely no one size fits all, but I start with the forage and then I build from there.